Greetings, netizens. Join us every Tuesday evening from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific for Bitcoover FM, featuring the best in chiptune, video game soundtracks, synthesized music, history of electronic instruments, and more, right here on CGSF 90.1 FM. We'll see you in the virtual plaza, and remember to synthesize with nostalgia.
And welcome back. You're listening to Open Mic, and I'm your host, Varian. That last track before the break was D-Mail by I9 Bonsai. The track I played right before, the track I played at the start of the break was a Persona 3 soundtrack song, which I've been really into. I was just talking before. And I feel like I want to emphasize, I mean, here's kind of a funny question, actually, to preface this statement. I kind of really wonder what the analytics of my show look like, you know? Because compared to, like, having a podcast, like, on iTunes or something or other, like, I really don't know. I'm sure that kind of gives the analytics of, like, who's listening and stuff. And I kind of wonder what my demographic looks like, because, you know, I mean, I'm not going to... Excuse me. I'm not going to pretend that, like, radio is something that my friends are listening to necessarily. I mean, obviously I'm here. Like, I think it's a really cool medium, but, like, you know, I'm going to be honest. I've been producing for radio for, like, a couple of years now, and I really don't think most of my friends have listened. And I kind of wonder what my... I like to think that, like, I'm just so funny and just, like, so... you know, talented and entertaining, and that, like, word of mouth is spreading, and that people whose, you know, interests align with mine are listening to my show, which is just a bunch of kind of dweeby gamers, but I don't really know if that's the truth, you know? I feel like sometimes it's just people who are kind of idly listening to the radio. I mean, you know, when do you listen to the radio? And it's in your car, you know? But nonetheless, all of you, no matter what, have the capacity to game. And I would like to say that I've been playing a lot of Persona, and all you guys who are, like, stuck in the competitive loop of playing competitive games like League of Legends or something, you guys got to get off that and you got to play a single-player game. Because, man, I feel like those competitive games are really bad for your mental. I say that, like, kind of jokingly, but it's kind of the truth in the sense that, man, when you lose, it sucks, you know? And, you know, it sucks to lose. When you play a single-player game... you don't really lose like that, you know? And, you know, I feel like in the same way, I can almost relate this to being, like, people who listen to, like... oh, no, actually, that's not it. But it's, like... maybe it was a little bit unfair. But I was going to say that, like, playing, like, a good video game feels like, you know, reading, like, a good book or, like, listening to an album, like, front to back kind of thing, you know, versus, like... picking out singles, I was going to say. But, like, I don't know. That has its merit, too. But I think that, like, you know, sitting down and, like, playing a video game from cover to cover sort of thing, like, it feels good. It feels immersive. It feels, like, you know, it feels like a good use of time. Also, like, I think that sometimes playing these competitive games feel like such an easy pick up, you know? So you pick it up, you know, instant dopamine, you know? And almost like playing these long... like, RPG, like, 100-plus-hour RPG games, even though the stipulation is that you spend more time playing, I feel like you manage your time better playing a story game, because it's like, well, am I really going to, like, investigate this whole other side quest right now when I have to go to work soon? It's like, oh, well, I might not have the opportunity to save, so, like, best stop here, and maybe I can, you know, mess around and do some other smaller tasks. You know, I don't know. I think... you guys should play Persona. It's fucking sweet, you know? Oops. Anyways, on to some more music. I've got a song by Hit Bargain. It's called Degree to Decree here on CGSF 90.1 FM.
Oh, think I found home. I think I found home.
And welcome back. That last track was Simon by Zolof. Zolof the Rock and Roll Destroyer here on CJSF 90.1 FM. It's the end of my show, guys. Once again, I've been Varian. If you like what you heard this week, be sure to tune in. I'll be back again next week. Same time, 3 o'clock on Tuesday. Your boy's got to get to work, so I'm going to leave you with one more track. I'm feeling Pavement today. I'm going to end off the show on a Pavement song. Here's Frontwards by Pavement on CUSF 90.1 FM. We'll be right back.
Hey, my name's Katie. You want some cool new music to listen to? Want to know about up-and-coming artists, albums, and more? Well, come hang out with me every Tuesday from 12 to 1. Raccoon City's where I'll be. Hope to see you there.
Atención.
Yuca Stereo. Domingos, 6 a 8 p.m. 90.1 CJSF Radio.
CJSF
90.1 FM.
Radio Mano Papachango
90.1 FM. Yuca Stereo.